Many of the individuals most closely involved in the tactics disclosed and criticized in last week's Senate report on CIA torture during the Bush administration have long defended their actions. And over the weekend, former Vice President Dick Cheney did it again. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said he wouldn't change any of his endorsement of so-called enhanced interrogation techniques. And he insisted no matter what the Senate says, there was no torture.
There's this notion that somehow there's moral equivalence between what the terrorists did and what we do, and that's absolutely not true. We were very careful to stop short of torture. The Senate has seen fit to label their report torture, but we worked hard to stay short of that.
One man's torture is another man's self-defense. That perspective may put people like Dick Cheney at odds with international law. The Obama administration has apparently decided not to prosecute officials from the Bush administration over torture. But could another government do it? Joining me now is Raha Wallah, Senior Counsel for Defense and Intelligence for Human Rights First. Welcome, Raha.
Thanks for having me.
So the defense on Meet the Press might not be the defense in The Hague or in, say, Rome, where Italians have seen over the last several years to have no hesitation to pick up people for charges they view as violating human rights laws in cases of torture, and particularly the CIA. Is that correct?
I think that's correct. We have to remember that these so-called enhanced interrogation techniques are clearly prohibited under international human rights law, whether it's laws against torture or cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And I think we will increasingly see pressure for foreign governments and international bodies to investigate and even prosecute individuals who authorized the post 9/11 torture program. I think that's even more the case, given that the United States itself has not pursued a path of criminal accountability.
Now, certainly the seizing of former Vice President Dick Cheney, in Italy on a vacation, while a huge sort of public relations stunt for Italy, would something like this, and if it involved even a lesser official, have the prospect of actually creating international precedent if it should go to trial and the charges were specifically adjudicated? Or would it be just something of a circus?
You know, I think it's the type of thing that has been done in the past with other foreign leaders. And it's the type of thing that could happen in the future. I think if I were a Bush administration official that was directly implicated in this program, I would think twice about traveling overseas, especially to European countries that have made clear that this type of activity is unlawful under international law. We have to remember that torture is what's called a universal jurisdiction crime, and any nation that can take custody of an individual who was involved in authorizing or committing torture has the obligation to go ahead and pursue that criminal avenue. So I think it's something that could be a serious prospect in the near term as people and officials around the world come to grips with what was in the Senate torture report.
All right. You said the two words, authorizing or committing. Now, committing would obviously involve specific agents and interrogators themselves. People named in the report would be obvious targets and perhaps easy prosecutions, depending on if the Senate report would be actual valid evidence here. But on the authorization, it would have to be someone who specifically signed an order, not someone who, on my watch, it happened and I was just sort of there at the same time, right?
Well, under well-accepted legal precepts, if you knew or should have known that torture was committed under your watch, you could potentially be responsible for that torture as well. But yes, primarily what we're talking about here is those who actually authorized the program, who are well aware of it, who sanctioned its continuation throughout the early 2000s. And I think there's plenty of evidence in the torture report and beyond that authorization went to the highest levels of government.
Would you expect that Dick Cheney is vulnerable here, or would it be more like someone, Dick Cheney's associate, Mr. Arrington, who was very, very involved in setting the policy here, or John Yoo, who created some of the legal justifications, who's now a professor at UC Berkeley?
Well, I think any and all of those officials are potentially subject to legal liability. One of the things that we've really emphasized going forward is that there needs to be a moment here where the countries around the world and even our political body here in the United States can come together and say this is unacceptable. So whether we're looking at criminal prosecutions or not, clearly some of the stuff that was detailed in the torture report rises exactly to that level of torture and should not be repeated again in the future. And I think that's the debate that we need to be having going forward. And that's really the discussion that, you know, the global polity needs to come to grips with and really ensure that this never happens again.
Is there some step that the Bush administration needs to take that, or the Obama administration needs to take that would clearly signal to the world that we're on the same page as the rest of the world regarding the use of torture? Raja Walla is a senior counsel for defense and intelligence for Human Rights First. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Raja, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.